Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. For he alone is the King of the universe and the Savior of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh, Creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, by saying hallelujah. And it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you again to this broadcast. For today, we have a power-packed program lined up to speak of a great current event that just happened. A current event that has many people in disarray, and also it exposes deceit in this nation and how we have been used as what we are. Because our people just don't know that they're still slaves. This is the land of our captivity. And of course, when I say our, I'm speaking of my people, who is Yah's people, the so-called African Americans, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. You are the bloodline descendants of three black men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the people that the Creator said that if we return back to his laws and his commandments, he would bring us home. But first, we disobeyed his laws. So the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth did what he said he would do to us in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. So today, we're going to have a wonderful broadcast. But before we start this broadcast, we would like to play a song praising the true and living Elohim. This song is a collaboration by my queen, my wife, Sister Yanis Batzion Israel, and Sister Tish But Israel, I know you're going to love it, and here it is.
Now waiting on this Zion. Strap with the word in both arms. Woods across my shoulder blade. Then I rolled up, hell covered up, half my face. No fear and no mercy. My blade is bloodthirsty. Babylon, you have to pay for 400 years of slavery. 400 years at the fame of my name. After 400 years, I'm still hungry. My brother and my father institutionalized, and you know it's unjustly. Won't be out your country, but I won't be quietly. You can hear my war cry loudly. 7 months of cleaning out bodies. Shall I have with traitors and slayers? No, we don't forget, and no, y'all ain't forgot. You can try to hypnotize me all you want. Two children of the state bloodline, the art of war. This time, we leaving nothing behind. No, this time, leave nothing behind. Remember no more, as long as the covenant still exists, I'ma be here, do you get it? Pigeon rising like the sun come up, 12 hear y'all's voice, though we be few in number, how powerful is the remnant? Remember the courage of Yahshua, fight till it's your last breath, remember the words of Moshe, and be not afraid, remember y'all's all around you, keep that smile on your face, stick your chest out and walk tall, be not a fire or a liar, my nieces and nephews stay strong, remember these words if I'm gone, let not your knees and break, palms up, face down, and they can't do nothing now when y'all children cry aloud.
Tell you what a magnificent song praising the Almighty called the revolution, because I'm gonna tell you that's what Israel needs. Israel needs a revolution. We need help, and the only one that we're going to get this help from is none other than our true and living Elohim. Because I'm here to tell you, without a revolution, our people are going to get weaker and weaker. But when we revolutionize, when we energize, when we become the people that Yahweh has commanded us to be, you can rest assured we'll be ready for the revolution. Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. As a nation, we're not. We're not ready for a revolution to be in standing against all the nations that Yahweh said would surround his people. Because we got to know what time it is. And I'm here to tell you, my people, one of the greatest things that Israel is in a dilemma about is they don't even know what time it is. A lot of our people don't even know how to count time, dates, and things that the true and living Elohim left on record that he created for us to tell time. The Almighty has a heavenly clock in the heavens. And he made these heavenly clocks so that we would know when a day starts, end, when a month begins and ends, when a year begins and ends. And they're called his great lights. And must I tell you, my people, because we don't know what time it is, our people don't know that it's nation time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about it's nation time. Now, we don't realize what we're up against. I don't think our people have an inkling of the things that people have plotted against us even unto this very day. And one of the most current events that happened to us, we realize in the matter of a brother named Ray Rice in the NFL and how they show where he punched his fiance, which was 2 years ago. Must I say, my people, a lot of women that have been battered, a lot of women that have been in trouble with their spouses or their husbands or their fiancés, many of them stay with them. Many of them don't never leave them when they get battered. And neither, it looks like, our people have left the ways of our captors. I want you to imagine this big picture that I'm about to frame for you. Imagine you're married to someone that beats on you, that speaks against you, that treats you terrible, that doesn't respect you, that doesn't show love and affection to you, that practically hates you. They do all kind of things against you in every way that they can. Well, must I say, my people, this is what we have experienced since we've been in this nation. A lot of people criticize the wife of Brother Rice. They criticized her for going back to this man after it was found that they had a videotape put out when he punched her in the elevator. Now, no doubt about it, it is absolutely appalling wrong to hit a daughter of Zion. We don't realize that beyond a shadow of a doubt, when this happened to this young lady, many of the people decided that they was not or didn't believe that she would be with this man like she was. What you got to understand, my people, is this is the mindset of our people today. Our people today have been beat, battered, lynched, tarred, feathered, discriminated against, under subjugation, exploitation, raped, castrated, you name it. And we still want to be married to this nation. Now, how do you be married to a nation? See, we're married to our Creator. But the way you show that you married to someone, and even though they're beating you up, even though they're abusing you, and you still want to hang in with them, you'll still be part of their political system. You'll still be part of their curriculum. You'll still believe that you are an American citizen just like they are. You believe you can soar to the top just like anybody else because you bought in to the American dream, the Babylonian dream, which our people think was made for you and me. Well, let me show you something, my people. I'm going to show you what the true and living Creator had to say about us. And I want to also show and talk about something that was written in this country for people in this nation. First of all, this is what the true and living Elohim said about us in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. You've got to see this so you can understand what the true and living Elohim has to say. This is what Yahweh said about his people in verse 6. It says, "For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh thy Elohim have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all the people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and has redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, which is slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." Hallelujah. Now you think about this. Yahweh letting us know that we are a holy people. He said Yahweh has chosen us to be a special people unto himself above all people, all nations upon the face of this earth. Isn't that something? That's what he chose us to be. Then he said Yahweh did not set his love upon you, because he letting us know that he loves us. And he do. Yahweh truly loves Israel to the extent that he said that he has our name written in the palm of his hand. Now you can't show more love than that. You can't exemplify more love than that. Yahweh, the one that we pray to when we face the east, you mean to tell me in his hand, his magnificent hand, he has us written in the palm? Oh, my goodness. This is deep. Do you realize, my people, what the true and living Elohim is trying to let us know? He's trying to let us know just how much he loves us. Just how much he loves us above all people on the face of the earth. He said, Yahweh did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more than in number than any people. He said you were the fewest, because Yahweh don't even deal with many quantities of people. Yahweh don't love quantity. Yahweh loves quality. And that's all he's asking. So understand, my people, the whole plight of our people today, as a nation of people, the reason why we don't realize what's going on as a nation is because we have forgotten our true and living Elohim. Matter of fact, we have forgotten our husband. That's right. I said our husband. But guess what we did? We chose another husband. That's what we did. We chose another husband. And our people are married to this nation. No matter how much it abuses them, no matter how much it disappoints them over and over and over and over again, no matter how many times they shoot, meaning the police, our brothers and our sisters, cold-blooded, dead, we still love our abuser, our user. No matter how many times he beats us with his billy club, we still love him. No matter how many times he would punch us in the face with his fist, we would still love him and his God. Because I definitely don't want to forget that. Because his God even let you know that if you be punched, kicked, and slapped for Christ's sake, you take it patiently. This is acceptable. This is commendable to the Creator. And we're going to show you that. Oh, yes, we're going to show you that for sure in the near future of this broadcast today. Because you need to see that. We don't mind being abused and used as a nation. And here is Yahweh, the one we pray to, the one who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. He's letting us know that he chose us to be a special people, a peculiar treasure. If you don't believe me, go to Exodus chapter 19. Let's go there right quick. And see how much our Elohim loves us. Because, my people, we better get ourselves together. Because it's nation time. It's nation time. Let's understand. It's nation time. Exodus, the 19th chapter. You got to hear this. Look what Yahweh said about his people. Starting at the third verse. This is what it reads. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Hallelujah. These are the words that Yahweh commanded Moses to speak to us. He said, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Now you think about it. What is the opposite of this? If, because if is conditional. If is a mighty big meaningful word. If, just like if somebody said, look, if you do this, I'll give you $1 million. But if you don't do this, I'm giving you nothing. That's how big and quick and meaningful the word if could be. It's conditional to what you carry out. To accomplish something. What Yahweh said, and he's a conditional Elohim. But the white man and other nations have taught us, because they don't know Yahweh, they taught us that the Almighty loves everybody. And everybody is his people and his nation. And they don't realize that Yahweh only has one chosen people that he has chosen unto himself. And isn't it something and ironic that it just happens to be us as black descendants of slaves, which he said we would be? And he's already told us why we were going to be slaves if we just believe him. He told us, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. So in other words, we're not automatically a peculiar treasure, but we were created to be a peculiar treasure unto the Creator. It's conditional. He said, above all people. And where are we at? Where is the black man and woman of America and all the places that Yahweh scattered us? Are we above all people in anything? Yes. But guess what? It's nothing good. Well, we are above all people. See, we're above all people in diseases. We are above all people in being impoverished. We are above all people in being in ignorance to who we are, who our Creator is, and what happened to us as a nation of people. Everybody else is functioning as a nation. Everyone else. Everyone else knows what it came from. Everyone else knows who their master is. But guess what? Yahweh said that his people would not. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Y'all, it's nation time. We got to wake up. Isaiah, the first chapter. This is what the Creator of heaven and earth lets us know in the first chapter, starting at the second verse. Because we're going to get to the remedies and what we need to be doing as a nation on this broadcast today. Because we need to know what we need to be doing for the true revolution. And this ain't no revolution to get ready that we're going to come up against Babylon with guns and swords and bow and arrows and missiles and you name it. No. Don't you know, my people? Don't you know how Yahweh said that his servant, how he's going to be victorious? Well, you stay tuned. You'll see. You'll see how his servant is going to be victorious above all nations and what they're going to do and how everyone is going to be able to acknowledge it. Isaiah, the first chapter, the second verse, this is what it reads. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the jackass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not even consider. My people, we are a nation of people just like anyone else. Many people are listening to this broadcast today that have never heard the words that I speak to you. This is your first time listening. Well, we're very glad because we want you to know, despite our condition as the wife of Yahweh, and I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you that we as a nation is married to the Creator. Now, when you marry to someone, especially if you're the wife, the husband, did you know the root word of husband means master? And that means master in righteousness. Not master and just in domination, and what I say just got to go. But a marriage is based on the love of two people, man and woman, in righteousness to make an Elohim the seed. That was the purpose of the Almighty bringing two people together, two Hebrews, two of our people back, way back, even our ancestors. Before our father Jacob, Yahweh's will for all of us from generation to generation was to make a righteous nation so that this nation would represent him and he would be able to bless them. And when they call upon him and pray to him, they would be heard. So you can get the gist of it, so you can understand the purpose of it. Yahweh lets us know that he has nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against him. And that's us, my people. We're Yah's chosen people. Did you know that? Did you know that we are his chosen people? And that the creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, gave us a constitution of laws that would make us to be, as he just said in Exodus, the 19th chapter, a peculiar treasure. Where do you don't just put your treasure out for everybody to see or to steal or to abuse or to do what they want to with it. You put your treasure in a special place because it's valuable. But my people, our worth has become invaluable as long as we're not doing the will of Yahweh. Why should he allow us to breathe when we have breath in our nostrils and we're not serving him? Why should we live? Why should we be on this earth? Do you understand? For instance, before I show you the book of Jeremiah, where the Almighty speaks of it, I want to show you the whole purpose of our life. And it's recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the reason why we were born in the first place. Some people have committed suicide and didn't even know why they were created on earth. Well, it's incumbent upon you, my people, my beautiful black people, to know why you were created in the first place. Why man was created in the first place. Because guess what? One day the whole world is going to serve our true and living Elohim. The whole world. Now, if you don't believe me, I'm going to show you for this broadcast over anyway. But nevertheless, Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 13th verse, this is what it reads. It says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim." In your Bible, it says fear G-O-D. "Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." In case you didn't know. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty. This, the word duty was added. So in other words, it will translate that this is the whole man or woman, which came from man. Because guess why? 14th verse reads, "For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." It doesn't make a difference. Yahweh is going to bring every work, everything we do, he's going to bring it into judgment, whether even the secret things, whether it's good or evil, it's going to be judged. So what should we do? Did you know, my people, that we're embarking upon a time of a day called the Day of Atonement, where Yahweh calls all the nation of Israel to fast for one evening to the next evening, and that we will have our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions forgiven? Did you know that? We never, as a nation of people, because this is how you need to start off. If you want to know how to start off the right way and know the plans of Yahweh, in order for you to get your prayers heard, in order for you to get your supplications heard of the Almighty, you call them G-O-D, or some of you all know the Almighty. Before he will answer you, You're going to have to acknowledge him. And my people, one of the greatest holy feast days that's coming up that the Creator gave us is called the Day of Atonement. Now, I'm going to show you that this day, we didn't need no religions of anyone. You didn't need to believe in the lie that Yahshua or Christ or J-E-S-U-S or Yahweh Shah or any name you want to put on this lie, which your enemies gave you as a nation on the plantation. You didn't have to believe it because we already have laws of perfection that Yahweh gave us to make sure that all of our transgressions were forgiven. If we were sincere, if we came to him in righteousness and meant not to return back to our folly, and that we would work on to change ourselves. For instance, go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. That's right, Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and I'll show you what thus said Yahweh concerning how we become the nation that he has desired for us to be. Because it's nation time. It's time for us to gather for this. And I got to show you that as well. But in the meantime, Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the 26th verse, this is what it reads. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, and by the way, if you read the first four verses, you're going to find that all of the things that you're about to read are the feasts of Yahweh in their seasons. That means in their appointed times. And the Almighty gave us this so that we would have our sins forgiven. And that in all of his appointed times, we would be able to correctly make our appointments. Well, he gave us life in heaven to make sure that we would never miss his appointments. Where everybody else is looking down and looking at what other nations are doing to calculate their days and months, Yahweh has given us a calendar in the sky. Yahweh has given us a heavenly clock that all we had to do was check it out, acknowledge his works, which we were commanded to teach our children and to bring it down that they would have had respect for their Elohim. They would have been able to look up more than to look down on themselves. And to look up in the heavens and see the great works that Yahweh said that utter speech, which I'm going to show you that before this broadcast is over. But in the meantime, in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, Yahweh lets us know in the 26th verse again, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, also, on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you. That means we're to meet together. Holy convocation means a calling out of the assembly. In your spare time, look up the Hebrew word moada. Look up the Hebrew word for holy convocation, and you'll get an assembly, a holy assembly, a sacred assembly. This is what the Day of Atonement was for us. But our people are not gathering for his holy gatherings and holy convocations and calling out of assemblies. Our people are calling out and coming out to worship the gods of our own oppressors. If it's not Christianity, it's Islam. The gods of the Arabs. you're not an Arab, and you're not an Israeli. You're not a white man or European. You're not an Asian. You are the children of Yahweh. That's who you are. And Yahweh has given us commandments that would bless us if we just hearken to him. Remember, he said in Exodus 19, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. That means my agreements that I made. And, you know, some of you all say, I love God. Well, guess what he said? If you do this, he said, you will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Well, that's why we're below. And the highest things that we're above is the curses, the disease, the exploitation, the discrimination, death, destruction, being used and abused. Yahweh told us, it shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And of course, right now, we know we don't make offerings made by fire to Yahweh, because right now, my people, we're not in our own land. Second of all, the Almighty is not accepting offerings of sacrifices and burnt offerings today. Had nothing to do with somebody dying for your sins. We're going to return back, and Yahweh is going to accept our offerings again. Did you know that? Yahweh said he's going to accept our offerings again for those of you all that believe in Yahweh Shah, Yahshua, Christ, J-S-U-S, call the lie, whatever you want, which Marcion and the Paiso family already did before you. And if you were wise, you would study a man named Marcion, M-A-R-C-I-O-N, M-A-R-C-I-O-N. You would study the Piso or the Paiso family, P-I-S-O, P as in Paul, I-S-O. Study these families. Study this gentleman, Marcion. Study this family, the Paiso, and you're going to find that these people, mainly Marcion, helped to canonize most of the books of the so-called New Testament, which Yahweh doesn't even speak in at all, period, to no one. Remember, Yahweh said, man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Not out of the mouth of Paul, Peter, John, Luke, Timothy, Christ, Yahshua, whatever name, not out of the mouth of Paiso and Marcion. Furthermore, he said, and you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Elohim. For whatsoever sold it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from amongst his people. A lot of us are cutting ourselves off. That means destroying or be put to death. We're cutting ourselves off from our own natural way of life to truly have our sins, our transgressions, and our iniquities forgiven once every year. I'm going to show you what I mean now. For all of you that didn't even know that you could have been had your sins forgiven if you was just, if you would have obeyed the covenant, the laws, and the commandments of your Elohim, you don't realize how much we would be blessed as a nation. Because it's nation time. He said, you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. All your dwellings means in all the places in which you live. Yahweh did not limit a day that we could have our sins forgiven no matter where you were. If you return back to the Creator, the Almighty promised that He would come, hear our prayers, and bring us back home where we belong, which is Israel. Now, I got to show you that. After I read this verse, I'm going to show you what I mean. Y'all said it don't make no difference where you was. If you return back to these laws, I'm going to fetch you and bring you back. Verse 32 says, "And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From evening unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath." So in other words, this is a Shabbaton. This is not the seventh-day Sabbath, but it is like the seventh-day Sabbath in that you would do no work on this day. And guess what, my people? This day is coming the next month, in October of 2014, as they call the number of the year, by the way of captivity in Babylon. This is the day, this is the month, and we're going to give you the dates in the near future on this broadcast if you stay tuned. But this is the day that Almighty has ordained. This is in His word. And Yah's words, they can never be done away with. Remember, Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. Yahweh is never going to do away with His holy days and feasts. Yahweh is never going to do away with His covenant. Yahweh said in Psalms 89, verse 34, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips." Hallelujah. Yahweh said in Malachi 3, verse 6, "I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I'm going to return unto you." That's how this works. We return unto Him, and He'll return to us. It's not the opposite, my people. Don't get it wrong. It's not if you wait on Yah, you just waiting for Him to come to your rescue, then you're going to be just fine. No, you got to put in some works. If you want the Almighty to help you, you're going to have to help yourself. That's life. And I can't blame Yahweh. Furthermore, I want to show you in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, something that you need to see, my people. Leviticus, the 16th chapter. You need to see this because, remember, I mentioned that the Day of Atonement is, and you've seen it says, in all your dwellings, and the Almighty is never going to do away with anything that He has decreed as a statute forever. It's a statute. But the Almighty said that once in a year we could have our sins forgiven. Now, I've made a statement, and I've got to prove what I said. And here it is. In verse 34, this is what it reads. In verse 34 of Leviticus, the 16th chapter, "And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you." Speaking of the Day of Atonement. And you can read about it in this chapter, the 16th chapter. He said, "To make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year." And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. My goodness, we never needed any religion of this nation. All of my brothers and sisters, all of you out there, thank you, needed some sacrifice, some human sacrifice, which Yahweh would never accept, by the way. To die for your sins, Yahweh is letting you know right here, all we had to do is to acknowledge and keep this holy convocation. afflict our souls and obey his voice and return back to him. And the Almighty said that to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. Good grief. My goodness. Look at the salvation of your Maker. Right here before your eyes. You're reading it. This verse alone brings light to the lies and deceits of our people saying you could never get your sins forgiven except you believe in Christ, except you believe in Yahshua or Yahawashah or Jesus. Furthermore, let's go to Zephaniah, the second chapter, and see what the true and living Elohim is commanding us to do in these last days. Check it out now, because it's nation time. And it's also going to be telephone time in a few minutes. You can call in at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and ask any question or give any comment. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, we're going to put your question or comment on the air. You'll be on the air and ask anything you want. But if you don't worry. Praise Yah. Zephaniah, the second chapter, starting at the first verse, look what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yeah. Gather together, O nation not desired. That's a what's the best word to say? That's a cue for you, my people. That's a signal for you, my people. And I'm going to explain the signal. He said, O nation not desired. He's talking about the most undesirable nation in the earth. He's talking about a nation that people hate. He's talking about a people that is despised and rejected amongst men. That means amongst the heathen, the nations. Ain't nobody hated more than you. And they want to put us, take our birthright, wrap it up in the person of Christ and talk about that he was the one despised and rejected. But in fact, according to the story in the New Testament, because that's all it is, Christ had droves and multitudes of people following him. Multitudes. Oftentimes, the book said he had to tell some of them they got to go. He had to brush some of them off because he was so beloved, cherished, and worshipped. They just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. Do you understand? And by the way, if you all look up in the Greek concordance the word hem, you're going to find that means fringes, letting you know that any Hebrew Israelite with a grain of salt of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of Yahweh and his laws, they would wear fringes with a cord of blue. When it says touch the hem of his garment, some people think that means a part of his garment at the bottom part of the skirt or the bottom part of the cloak that he had on, according to the story of Marcion and the Piso family. But what it really was saying, when you look up the word hem, it says fringe, because that's a commandment of Yahweh in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, and also found in Deuteronomy. Furthermore, look what the Almighty said. He said in the second verse, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you, seek ye Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh said he's commanding his people to gather themselves together. When are we going to gather together? And gather for what? Here it is. Yah said in the third verse, seek Yah, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. That means carried out his judgments. Seek righteousness. That's the key. Seek meekness. Do you understand? When you seek it, you pursue it, and you do it. And the Almighty telling you, that's what he's looking for. He said, those that seek righteousness and meekness, and you find it, and you keep it, which means to protect it, and you do it. Because a good understanding of all day that do his commandments. You can find that in Psalms, the 111th chapter. Praise Yah. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Look what Yahweh said in the 12th verse. Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, said Yahweh, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. You see? For I am merciful, said Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Hallelujah. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh thy Elohim, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers, that means the foreigners, under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, said Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, said Yahweh, for I am married unto you. Woo! What a beautiful relationship that Yahweh and the love he has for his people. Can you feel that spirit? Yah said, for I am married to you. Hallelujah! Married to you, Israel. And I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastures according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand, my people, what the Creator is saying to you? He's saying, all you got to do is turn back to me. Return back to the ways that you really want your sins forgiven. All the other ways are counterfeit. Because, my people, as a nation, Yahweh is going to bring us out of this nation here. And guess what? We're going to be judged as a nation. All of us coming out. Oh, yeah, all of us. Now, when I say all of us, I'm talking about all so-called African Americans. All black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth. Picture this now. Let me give you a vision to imagine, because it's going to come true. All of us coming out of here. Now, if they're living, these individuals that I'm about to call out, they're going to be out there too in the wilderness with us, getting judged by Yahweh, their Elohim, that most of our people are not serving. Because Yahweh told us through his prophet Abraham in Genesis, the 15th chapter, to know of a surety that his seed, his descendants, will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they should serve these strangers, and they shall afflict them for 400 years, and that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards, and he's judging this nation. Can't you see, my people? Can't you see Babylon is falling? You want to know why it ain't hardly no jobs? You want to know why businesses that has been held at the very beginning of this nation have failed through the cracks? It's because Babylon is falling, as Yahweh prophesied that it would. And you're trying to hang on to a building, but it ain't going to work. Yahweh said, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you," said Yahweh of hosts. And before I say another word, the phone lines are lit up, and we're going to have to get to our callers. And the first caller is area code 513. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
Your brother, Elder Eliah, is doing excellent.
And, praise Almighty Yah, my brother. How you doing?
Excellent. Yah's present help, my brother.
Well, praise Almighty Yah.
There's no doubt that, to me, this is like old school radio where somebody is trying to espouse the truth. And everything you said is true. I have nothing to add, but that I'm overjoyed and I'm seeing the truthfulness of Yah's word. Yah said truth is his law, his word.
That's right. That's right.
And we know a testimony is a witness. And we
know
a precept is a law. And that's what's so inspiring about all that you said, but I got to let the listening audience know that they can see you now in a character where you could have spoken centuries ago among the Hebrew brothers, and you would have been known as a Moré, maybe at that time through the Greek time as a rabbi, but more it would have been what Yah would have said, a Moré before they changed everything. But I just want to, if I'm not being overwhelmed, I want to share on your show that everything that you said about JC, the promise to our patriarch and our honorable father, Abraham, in Genesis 15 and all.
Yes.
I mean, it's all on point. The economy. You know, I think about just in playing a character, brother, if I could say it real quick. I said, I'm going to go out and find a job to make some part-time money. But that's just trying to do the right thing. But Yahweh's spirit showed me ain't nothing happening. It's falling. You know, it's,
yeah, I hear you, brother.
The earth is
well,
languishing under the...
Love's falling, so it ain't no doubt about that. And the Almighty, anyway, my beloved brother, he wanted us to transform, to do for ourselves anyway. The Almighty wanted us to not stay upon those that smite us. So it ain't no doubt about it. We should all be trying to graduate to get off these jobs so that we can be working for ourselves and be independent, and the Almighty can truly deal with us in a more, even a more impactful way, and we'll appreciate Him more when we have our own.
And didn't Yahweh say He called us to be a nation separate?
That's right.
We have to separate us. Because we're a peculiar people, and that means that we're doing something that the rest of the earth don't do. We're listening to Him, and our record, our pedigree, supports all of that. Let me leave you with this, brother. That's why I know that Yah is working with us today, because we know, as just a specific message that we understand in the house of Israel, we know that the two sticks have to be joined together. We know that in the thing that dismayed the heathen, they can't dismay us because we have the true and living El telling us and counseling us on what we need to do through His servant, the prophets. So I know we're going to come together soon so that we can execute plan B, and that is to enlighten the Gentiles. And I know we're going to start doing that. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, praise Yahweh, because you want on the money, brother. You want to on the money, and I love you. And I may the Holy One of Israel bless you and your lovely wife. May you live forever.
Brother, you know the same to you. You know the same to you. Carry on and beloved, and I love you, and shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, beloved. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Appreciate our brother calling, and we're going to go to now area code 786. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Area code 786. Well, we're going to come back to area code 786, and we're going to go straight to area code 425. Shalom, shalom, you are on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Lorraine. How are you today?
Shalom, shalom, Sister Safira. How are you doing?
I am doing this wonderful, wonderful program. I, Marie,
yeah,
I have a question about the Day of Atonement.
Yes, ma'am.
And
sure.
Because we are coming into the feast days of the Almighty Yah, and how
yeah.
we are to keep them. I do have a question. Is it, since we cannot do what we were commanded to do by keeping like the certain feast, but we're to observe it, would it be against the law of Yah if we were to celebrate and to commemorate the feast day of going under a booth with others that have already built a booth?
Well,
or
it would
is
be,
that something against the law?
Would...
So I'm just...
Yes, ma'am. It would definitely be against the law to celebrate the Feast of Booths.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It would be against the law today for us in captivity to celebrate the Feast of Booths. And I plan to have a teaching in the very near future as well on all the feast days and how you know which ones that we were to keep in captivity as well as in the land. And, of course, you know, there's various scriptures that can address it right off the bat where the Almighty let us know that these were days that we could have only kept in the land in which he gave to our fathers. We could have never kept the Feast of Tabernacles in captivity.
Okay.
Matter of fact, or in other words, it's called the Feast of Booths as well. But those were holy feast days that were to only be kept in one place, and that was Jerusalem. We could have only kept it three times, three times in a year. And one of the places that anyone can see it is in the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter.
Okay.
You can, all you have to do, for instance, I can read them to you because it actually talks about these feasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really kind of concerned about that. And when I was messianic at one time, before I came into this truth, you know, by listening to the Murray Alicia's program one day, and at that time, yeah, I was just working with my heart. I did keep the Feast of Booths at one time as a messianic.
I understand.
And now that I'm not doing it, I wanted to know because I was asked if I would like to come. And I said, no, I'm not going to be coming because we can't keep it. But I wanted to make sure I had the right scripture to indicate why I'm not going to do it. But
okay,
I can
well,
observe it, you know, by you yeah. know, learn, reading and just remembering. But I wanted to know.
Praise Yah, beloved sister. Exodus, you can go to Exodus chapter 34. You can also,
mm-hmm.
also, and this is a profound chapter in the law of Yahweh, also is Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 16th verse, Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. And I'll read it right now, as a matter of fact,
praise
so
God.
Everybody can hear this because you asked a profoundly great question. It says, three times in a year, this is the laws of Yahweh, shall all thy males appear before Yahweh, thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. So in other words, we could not come empty-handed before the Creator. We had to bring him an offering. And of course, all offerings were only kept and brought to in the place which Yahweh chose, and that place he chose, beyond a shadow of a doubt, was Jerusalem. where he placed his
Hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Murray. I truly appreciate it, and I'll be listening to the rest of the program. And I'm just thankful because now we know how to observe the new moon when our new beginning of our new month come in. So counting from that day, 10 days after the first sight, that sighting, you know, the Day of Atonement, so I'm looking forward to it. So shalom, shalom.
Praise
thank you so much.
We're going to be informing everybody. You know we're going to talk. We're going to be calling you to make sure and stay tuned to our Sabbath class from where you're at as well, because I'm going to be teaching about those holy feast days next week on the Sabbath day,
Yah's
will.
Hallelujah. Yes. Toda Yah. So shalom,
Toda
shalom.
Yah. Love you, sister. Take care. May
Love
Yah bless
too.
And keep you.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim as we go to area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You on the air. Area
shalom,
code
803. Shalom, shalom,
shalom.
Right.
Hey, my brother Glenn. How you doing, beloved?
I'm doing well, Moray. I was just calling you, just to tell you that this is a wonderful program. It's like a miracle has been born, to me, because, this is something that I never knew. And for the first time, it just woke up in me, about this day of affliction and how Yah is going to change the, how he forgives you for all that you have done. And this is the first time that I can finally say that all my sins will be forgiven on that day. So praise the mighty Yah. And I
Hallelujah.
Pray Yah for this word the way you do. And, I just thank the mighty Yah, more and more for increasing us in wisdom and knowledge. So thank you again. May the Most High bless
you.
Praise
the mighty Yah, brother. I give that back as an offering to the Most High. And, we love you and your wife. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'm glad you called. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Murray. Thank you.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, Brother Glenn. We praise the Almighty as we go to area code 678. And then we're going to go to area code 786. Shalom, shalom, area code 678. You on the air?
Shalom, Murray.
Shalom, my beloved sister Elder Hadia. How you doing?
Shalom, Murray.
Shalom, I hear Noomi in the background. How you doing?
We're doing excellent. Praise be to Most High Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yah.
Murray, I wanted to call in because this is such an interesting topic, especially dealing with domestic violence and how you parallel that to our condition, our current condition, as we deal with slavery, because a lot of times many of us, we look back into past, and we can connect there, but for some kind of reason, moving it up to 2014, we kind of get stuck somewhere. We know this is strategically designed, and it was just good for you to tie it in. And I was dealing with someone earlier, dealing with some issues around, their home, and just. It's a very sad thing that we don't know how to get out of it today, how to back up or, put them brakes on, So it's good to know that we are here, and this is confirmation from the mighty Yah as to who we are as the people past and present, We're the same people that we were yesterday, dealing with the same things, which is why we're in the same condition. We don't want to accept the mighty God. We don't want to do the laws. Like you said, we love our slavers, and we love the slavocracy, the system. And so, letting go is so difficult, but we kind of like almost vow that we will die rather than try Yah. And that's so sad because I see that so often from my background, and listening to you, it's a blessing, but it's just such a sad thing to hear.
Yes,
But realize, and I'm so glad that you talked about that and talked about the young man and also the detriment of what he will be going through as a result of being that whipping boy or that scapegoat or whatever, however you want to call it. But the NFL is stand strong, and they're going to put him on the block the way they've always put us on the block to show the other slaves what will happen, using him as an example. So I praise Yah for your topic, you know. And I just wanted to say hallelujah. And also I'm looking forward for the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Trumpets, and I pray that many of our sisters can come and celebrate with us.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. So I do too. I look forward to coming to the Almighty, broke down, humble, so that he will hear our prayers and supplications if we're sincere about changing our ways and the evil of our doings, because as the scriptures say, there's no man that sinneth not. So I praise Yahweh for that day, just like you do, and I love and cherish you, me and my wife both, you and Naomi, your sister. So may Yahweh bless you. Yes, ma'am.
This is Naomi. I just wanted to say, and I'm going to be very, very brief. I just wanted to say that it's a wonderful, wonderful program. I am so looking forward to the Day of Atonement, the evening before, so that I can do what I need to do to have my sins forgiven. And for people that don't know, you know, Yah keeps giving us a way out. If only we would turn back to Him.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that because so many people don't know, and I pray that our people can listen and take advantage. I look forward that Yah bless me to I'm coming up on the second year, and so many things I've looked over in my life, Moray, and the treacherous iniquities committed against the Most High Yah, it's really, really, to me, you know, we think that we've done good jobs and been good mothers and good wives, and we have done so treacherously against our husband, Yah.
Yes,
but I just say thank you for the program. And I really enjoyed it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you all, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you all to live forever.
And
Praise one more thing,
I just want to say, I love the way you start the program with the revolution. That's what we need. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, with
praise
the revolution.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yes, because my people need to hear songs like that and praising Yahweh and getting that mind revolutionized. So
that's
I agree with you. I agree with you. You're going to hear more also.
You're
going to hear more in the future.
Yes, that's going to be the challenge for our brothers and sisters. So I'm going to give away to anybody else who want to call. We love you all, and you take care. Wonderful program. Shalom,
praise
shalom.
Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom. Love y'all. Praise the true and living Elohim. We're going to go back to area code 786, if we can get them on the line. Area code 786. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. How you doing, my brother?
Obadiah Ben Israel. And my question
is, brother Obadiah, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, Moray Elkanai. I'm doing pretty good.
My
question is, I know you were last reading in Zephaniah 2, where it spoke about gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day passes the shaft. And my question in mind is in regards to the gathering together.
Yeah.
And my thought process is, how are we all, as the houses of Israel, going to celebrate the feast days when one can't see eye to eye on when a new month begins? And I know our feast days are coming up, and that presents a challenge, because I love my brothers and my sisters, whether they be in Jacksonville or Cincinnati or Mississippi, wherever they may be. I love them, but my heart is filled with sorrow in regards to that, knowing that here is an opportunity for one of our greatest feast days that is coming up, the Day of Atonement, but yet one that can see eye to eye on when days or times and months begin.
Right. Well, that's an excellent question, beloved brother, and that's why we're talking as teachers, as we just did a couple of nights ago, about trying to come together and to discuss our differences in these things, just to let you know and anyone else that was interested. We already had a conversation a couple of nights ago concerning how, as you said, I love my brothers as well, or anyone of my brothers across the earth that keep the Day of Atonement, keep any of the feast days of Yahweh. What we have to do is we're going to pray to the Almighty, and we're going to gather ourselves together, as you this chapter says in Zephaniah, second chapter, and as you said, because we must gather ourselves together in the things that we disagree with, and also to gather ourselves together in the things we agree with. So you're absolutely right. That's exactly what we're trying to do, and the best thing that we can all do, almost, is we have to pray another, that we all see as God's goal, all of us to see eye to eye. So I appreciate your question, but that's right on the money.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I love you and your family, the tribe. And I appreciate
you
giving us a call on this.
Say again.
I said, I appreciate you calling.
Oh, definitely. It was a great opportunity to be able to listen in today.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you and the tribe. And everyone in that family. Love y'all very much.
Hallelujah. We love you too.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. We thank the Almighty that He has blessed us today with this broadcast that we've been able to air, and we got a few more minutes left. So we're going to ask if anybody want to give their comment or their question. All you got to do before our time is up in about 6 minutes is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. But in the meantime, we're going to go to area code 912. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. Area code 912. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. This is Dale from 912.
Oh, shalom.
Hello?
Shalom, my sister. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. I just wanted to comment and let you know that it's an awesome thing to know about the atonement. This is going to be my first time ever experiencing this, and to know that I can come to the Most High and, you know, and be afflicted in my soul to for Him for forgiveness is just a wonderful thing, you know, because I never knew this was applying to us. I thought it was always applied to the Old Testament, and everything in the Old Testament was changed because of the New Testament. And just to know who I am is really is incredible. And to find out the way the Most High has set up for us to actually follow our lifestyle, which is a part of our heritage, is just a blessing.
That's right.
You know, and I'm just so glad that I was actually guided to you, and for the knowledge that I've been gaining, it's not enough words to explain how exciting and wonderful to know that I know who the Creator is, and I know who He made me to be. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm thankful.
Well, hallelujah, sister. You done warmed my heart just hearing the beautiful words and how much I love you, Sister Dale. And I'm so glad and happy for you, because over 20 years ago, that's the way me and my wife, Yanis, that's the way we felt. My father, my sister, my brother, my uncle, that's the way we felt when we first heard the truth. It was It's medicine for us. It's the remedy that our people need. And all Yah said in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, he said, if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. And this is how the Almighty does. And he gave us a day that we could come to him in sincerity and have our sins forgiven. All we got to do is be willing to change and do his will and keep his laws. So I love you and appreciate you for the words that you just said. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you.
Well, thank you, Moray. I appreciate you, and I continue to pray for you and your family and be blessed. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved sister. Praise the true and living Elohim. As we go in our few minutes left to area code 513, shalom, shalom, you on the air.
Shalom, shalom, beloved Moray Elkanah. I want to quickly acknowledge the brother who called about our being together on our feast days and our holy days. I exactly am with that because I know that there has been a certain turbulence in terms of that. And, you know, in the conference that we just had recently, I asked a question before all the Morays in the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, and I asked if Yahweh was an either or Elohim.
That's right. I remember
and
that.
And all of you are... Yes, all of you all addressed it. And we know that he's not a either or Elohim because we have Proverbs 21:30. There's no understanding, wisdom, nor counsel against that of Yahweh. And we know, according to Isaiah 34:16, that Yah says, seek out of his book. And we know in the book of Daniel that Yahweh's book, and throughout the volume of the book, is called the Scriptures of Truth, the book of the law by Yahweh. So, with that in mind, I wanted to join that sentiment, brother, while you had time, that brother, the watchman, as you said, over the last several nights, you've been in touch with the brothers, and that's the way I know you to be, and all the brothers. And I know we're going to work this out because we are the revival of Israel in this day and time. So I pray be Yah that you let me share this with you, brother, and the listening audience.
I love you, brother, and I appreciate what you said because that's what we're supposed to be about, is gathering ourselves together. We would be the biggest hypocrites in the world if we weren't trying to gather together for the laws of the Most High. So you're absolutely right.
So guess what then, as I close out, we can't be a light to Gentiles until we join these two sticks. Hallelujah.
You just said it. I praise Yahweh, brother, and I love you, and I appreciate you calling again, and I appreciate that, what you just said. May Yah bless and keep you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, shalom, shalom. I just wanted to make a quick announcement. We want you all, in case you're not informed, we have, for those of you all that's not in Atlanta, Georgia area, we have a live Sabbath broadcast that comes on every Sabbath starting between 11 and 11:30. All you got to do is go into our website, www.houseofyisraelatl.org, houseofyisraelatl.org, between 11 and 11:30 a.m. on the Sabbath day. And if you don't are not able to be on a computer, you can call area code 267-507-0400, extension 775482, and listen to the Sabbath class or watch the broadcast. Either or, we want you to know on behalf of the House of Israel Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. And please don't forget the great broadcast that's coming on in a half hour from now. It's called Open Up Your Vision with my queen, Yanis Israel. All you got to do is write this number down to call in. Area code 347-826-7630. to listen in, because it's going to be a power pack program. Area code 347-826-7630. That is, open up your vision, because believe you me, the program is going to be dynamite. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the great and true and living Elohim, for he is the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior, and the Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath give Yahweh your Maker the praise, the glory, and the honor that he deserves by saying hallelujah. For it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Morey Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to this broadcast. My people, today we have a dynamic broadcast to bring forth that should enlighten our people of just how special you are. For today, we're speaking of a nation above all nations. And so we're going to have to see what the Almighty has said that makes us above all nations, and how many of our people believe in the philosophies of other nations. Many of our people believe in the doctrine of other nations. Many of our people are worshiping the gods of other nations. And many of our people is even marrying into other nations. And we don't even realize how special you are, because you certainly must not know where you come from. And it's important that we speak about this great subject, a nation above all nations. That's you. But there's only one way that we can be special. Yahweh called us to be special and separate and different and peculiar. But guess what? You got to do something to get that done. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the nations.